Maha Vajna Paramita Heart Sutra. Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, doing deep Prajna Paramita, clearly saw emptiness of all the five conditions, thus completely relieving misfortune and pain. O Shariputra, form is no other than emptiness, emptiness no other than form. Form is exactly emptiness, emptiness exactly form. This is the Heart Sutra, the beginning of the Heart Sutra, that we recite, chant, do when we do service. Most of the time we use the Heart Sutra. Sometimes we have other verses. But the Heart Sutra is there for us to support us, to enable us to embody, to clarify, to be this life that we are. To be this life that we are. For millennia, practice, teachers, Dharma teachers, Zen masters have practiced this, have reflected on this, have clarified this, have encouraged us to embody this. But it's not something extra that we have to get from outside. Dogen Zenji has rewritten this a little in his fascicle. He begins, when Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara practices the profound Prajna Paramita, the whole body reflects that the five aggregates are totally empty. The five aggregates, form, feeling, perception, volition, and consciousness. Slightly different way of stating them. They are five instances of prajna. Reflection is prajna itself. When this principle is preached and realized, it is said that form is just emptiness, emptiness just form. Hogan's comment on this is form, emptiness, emptiness. There are hundreds of things and myriad phenomena. 12 instances of Prajna Paramita are 12 entrances of Prajna Paramita. There are also 18 instances of prajna. They are eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, so on and so forth. So since we are so intimate in some ways with this prajna paramita, I thought that it would be good for us to pick up a few edges of it and chew on them a little bit. Maha Prajna Paramita Heart Sutra. Maha. Many of you know that this word Maha means great. Or I should say is translated as great. Great, in a way, if we think of it as great and not great, big and small, we're in trouble. Because if it's great wisdom, prajna wisdom, than what is small wisdom. Small wisdom. So it's not great in that sense. So in what sense? What's the maha? Maha prajna. What is the prajna? Prajna often we translate as wisdom. But when we use the word wisdom in English, we tend to think of wisdom as something that you accomplish, you get. Some people have it, some people don't. But this prajna that we're talking about is not something like that. It's not something that you get more of and it becomes greater, and it's not something that some people have less of or none of. This prajna is who we are, if you want to say what all of us have because of being alive, of being human. I don't want to say human as opposed to non-human, but those who hear my words are human, so we're all human. There's no exception. It's not something you get. This prajna, this wisdom, so maha prajna paramita heart sutra. So we're reminding ourselves because we so easily forget this that we are. In fact, we might say, in fact, we do say, we say it when we recite the practice principles, caught, holding, believing thoughts, emotions, and so forth is what gets us in trouble, attaching to what we want and don't want, gets us in trouble so that we miss what we always are, this wisdom that we always are, this wisdom that is us in every form, condition. Avalokiteshvara is literally translated as the bodhisattva that has free and unrestricted seeing, hearing, the one who hears and sees the cries of all people. What does that mean? It means the one who is you. Right now, here. This.
Told you. You might be able to go in the next.
This unlimited, unrestricted. That we are in our functioning. It's not something that we see as opposed to hear. It's not that kind of seeing. It's the seeing of perceiving, of, I shouldn't even say perceiving because we tend to make that. It's the seeing of functioning. It's the seeing of being what the bodhisattva that we are, call it a bodhisattva, that's a, in a way, it's an extra name. It's a name that we add on. So we provisionally have names like Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, but we don't need that name. And yet we do need that name because it's useful to remind us, to encourage us to be who we are. In a way, this is what, when we practice, we're encouraging and supporting us, ourselves, and all that we encounter to be who we are, to be this, what should I say, this functioning that is our birthright in every condition. In every condition that our life, death is. Every condition that we are. The whole body, when Dogen says the whole body, reflects that the five aggregates are totally empty. That's every aspect of being human and functioning. Five aggregates, we form, sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness is, in a way, that's the wisdom itself, but we don't realize it. We just take that for granted and actually miss it. Just as we miss that form is empty, just that we miss that form as form is this complete wisdom that we are. It's this complete wisdom that we miss when we get caught up, entangled, blinded by the various aspects that we could call attachment, what we can call entanglement, that we can call beliefs. Beliefs of all sorts, self, other. Self, not self, wanting, not wanting. So we say Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, doing or practicing. Practicing is another way of saying doing, doing, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, doing deep prajna paramita. Deep. What's this deep? What's this practicing? See, practicing is what we do all the time. What we do in our being function, if I say that. Hakuin Zenji says, practicing is sleeping at night and moving around during the day, pissing and passing excrement, clouds moving and streams flowing, leaves falling, flowers scattering. That's practicing. That's the doing of doing deep prajna paramita, practicing deep prajna paramita. How is that the doing of deep prajna paramita? Of course, when we start trying to figure this out and we start breaking it up, then it's no longer so for us. Instead, we are in all sorts of trouble that we make. When we make it, we in a sense miss our life. So if, by reciting, reminding, chanting the Heart Sutra, is to, in a sense, wake up to what and who we always are. I say we because there's no one excluded, not because we do Zazen, we practice, therefore we are that, but others, well, no. Everyone you meet, you have always been so, and yet unfortunately we can forget and miss who and what we always are. Deep Prajna Paramita. Deep Prajna Paramita. What is that? What is deep? Is there deeper? Is there more shallow? Yes? No? See, if it's a Prajna Paramita, then deep is as shallow as a inch, as shallow as a millimeter, as shallow as, or as deep as the Pacific Ocean, or as deep as the space of millions of light years. That kind of deep and shallow isn't what this is referring to. And yet we say the words. Maybe it's we say the words so that we can go beyond our usual conceptions, which get us into all sorts of trouble when we judge and act based on them, when we like and dislike based on them, when we become entangled in them and we generate sadness or anger, hatred or fear. If it's wisdom, what is this wisdom? Can wisdom be deep and shallow? The wisdoms that can be deep and shallow aren't what it's talking about. That kind of wisdom though it might be useful to say it, it really, if we believe it more than a provisional statement, then sooner or later it gets us into trouble. And getting into trouble is what we do when we believe thoughts and emotions. Getting into trouble is what we do. We see if we entangle. So we remind ourselves. Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. Avalokiteshvara is your name. You want to use another name? Fine. Use any name you want. Dharma name, not Dharma name. Hey, you, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, the one who sees, hears, responds to, the wisdom and the cries of suffering that the wisdom enables to relieve. Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, doing deep Prajna Paramita, being Prajna that we are. Not something extra, but being the functioning that is inherently what we are. Being the functioning that doesn't blind itself. Blinding itself, blinding ourself blinding ourselves now. That's what we get to notice, among other things. We get to notice where we blind ourselves. That isn't what enables us to see, but it enables us to notice where how this very life, death that we are, this entire universe, entire earth, entire life, everyone we be is our opportunity. If we don't toss dust in our eyes to blind ourselves, dust is words, dust is concepts, dust is beliefs. And we don't even notice how and where, because of the strong, what should I say, momentum of cause effect, if I use it that way, where those beliefs, habits, reactions are arising and appearing in our life, where that dust is getting into our eyes and blinding us and convincing us, and the noise is in our ears, keeping us from hearing and seeing and responding. It's in our body, in our physical, mental habits of all sorts. That's why we remind ourselves, so that, of course, as you know, we must notice them when they arise. We're not the one who creates them, nor do we have to get rid of them, since from the beginning, they're just a fiction, but a very strongly believed fiction, which transforms them into the truth for us, transforms them not just mentally, but physically. We feel them in our body, in our emotions, in our all the various many ways. So instead of seeing the form that's exactly form, the form that's exactly emptiness, we get into trouble. We create suffering, or we hold on to suffering. Create, hold on to suffering of all sorts. So, of Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva doing the Prajna Paramita clearly sees the emptiness of all the five conditions, or that all conditions of being who we are. What is it they really are? Because what is it we do as a result of them? We maintain harming, suffering, fears, stress. When those arise, those are opportunities to notice what it is we're doing to enable us to be right where we are. Hakuin has a nice comment on that. He says, it's a shadow in a guest's cup, which never was a snake. It's a shadow in our life, which never was what we feared, what we suffered over and caused all sorts of trouble. Never was what we thought it was. And yet it means we have to be willing to see the shadow when it's in the cup. But see it for what it is. In a way, that's the whole point of seeing, hearing what it is, what our life is. If we use words like empty, empty, empty doesn't mean it's something else. What does empty? That's part of what we need to clarify. If we use traditional Zen terms, sometimes the word empty is stated as mu. Seeing clearly what who moves. The sound of one who. Seeing clearly what our life is, what this life death is. Or use another word, what's the life of the Buddha? What's the life of who we are? So, I will stop now, but let me end with a quote from Hakuin. He has a poem where he says, "The ogre outside shoves the door. The ogre inside holds it fast. Dripping sweat from head to tail, battling for their very lives, they keep it up throughout the night. Until at last, when the dawn appears, their laughter fills the early light. They were friends from the beginning." Okay, we could continue this since this Heart Sutra is something we do over and over. We get to pick up various pieces of it, so to speak, and chew on them. Of course, the pieces aren't pieces. They're the whole of it. They're different facets of this jewel that is the jewel of our life. That's the jewel of the life of everyone we encounter. In fact, everyone we encounter is our life. It's not we and them. As he says in his poem, it's one ogre outside shoving the door closed, the other one inside, or shoving the door to try to open it, and the one on the inside holding it fast. Okay. Thank you.